Gore readings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror, our full moon edition. I am Daniel Shine, joined as always by producer Todd Loya.
What's up?
Pugs Dread.
Namaste. What's up?
And our special guest of the evening, my region-free pal, Christian Hannah Horror.
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
We're doing good. Solid. So, needless to say, we're all full moon fans, although you can't see my stuff yet. But, we're here to talk all things full moon. And
I forgot to hit the bong before we went on.
Nice.
Not too late.
It's not a functional bong, though, right? Like, they've never...
It can be modified.
It's like ceramic and got a hole at the bottom. I don't know how comfortable I'd be smoking out of ceramic that's probably untreated.
You can put an actual bong up in there and then use it as a sleeve.
I am not the biggest evil bong guy. That's not like my favorite of Full Moon, to be honest.
So you haven't ordered the set yet either?
Now, $180 is pretty steep.
I just want to know if part three is in 3D. Are you a Full Moon guy, Christian?
Just a little bit. I am.
I mean, evil bong, so I should have been specific.
Yeah, I like evil bong. My buddy Kalen, who used to do videos with me on my channel a lot, he got me into it because I didn't catch up on a lot of Charlie's newer stuff. I say newer. I know evil bong's been out for a while, but like, you know, past 2001 or two, I kind of checked out. But he got me into it, and it's fun to watch with friends. And I am the dumb son of a bitch that did order that box set because I missed out on that Empire box Charlie did a few years ago, and I refuse to miss out on any of these really cool box sets he's doing. So I did order the Evil Bong box. So I'm gonna get that soon.
Well,
Todd keeps fighting the urge.
Okay, I'm just gonna tell you I actually ordered it. I've been trying to.
Oh, you motherfucker!
That's two of us.
So we had a war over this.
That's why I was like, getting it ready, the spot for where it's going to go. And I'll tell you why.
Todd and I made a deal.
I didn't make a deal.
I wasn't going to order the Andy Milligan Blu-ray set because Milligan's movies are not good. Well, it's sold out, so I'm definitely not now. But he's like, well, I'm not going to order Evil Bong. So we were testing each other's patience. Now, I did try and order the Andy Milligan.
And the funny part, I had already ordered it by then.
Then why? Damn.
I was going to do a surprise unboxing, but...
He was no sailing. Yeah. Storyteller. So,
I was.
So we all have no self-control. All right, so Christian, I'm curious, like, what first drew you to Full Moon or Empire?
Like, definitely Full Moon before Empire. My dad used to, all the time, Puppet Master was a movie that, like, when I was really little, if it was on TV, my dad would watch it. My very first Puppet Master memory ever was... I was sitting in the living room with him. He was flipping through the channels, and it was Tunneler shooting the laser gun. And then I watched a minute of that, and my dad goes, oh, Christian, you can't watch that. It's too scary. And I never saw Puppet Master 4 or 5 years. And I remember when I got back into Full Moon, when I really when I started getting back into horror, or got into horror legitimately around 2008 or 9, I was like, I want to revisit Puppet Master because that movie the thought of it scared the hell out of me. It's still one of, and until this day, Puppet Master is probably top 10 of my favorite movies ever. But so I remember when I was getting into this movie, I was like, God, maybe I dreamt seeing that puppet shoot the laser tag gun. I dreamt it. And so I was so happy when I started watching the Puppet Masters again and I saw Puppet Master 4, whatever it was, and I saw him shooting the guns. I love that. But it was definitely that and going to the video store and when I was growing up. And in retrospect, what I loved about Charlie's band so much was he still believed in catching your eye with artwork because his old stuff was a lot of paintings and stuff like that. I mean, it's gorgeous. And so definitely just seeing Puppet Master on TV as a kid, because that I'm sure for a lot of people, Puppet Master is like the gateway for their love of Full Moon. And I'm no different. that's a boring answer, but it's the truth. I mean, the imagery of Puppet Master and seeing the VHS tapes all the time, and when it would come on HBO or whatever channel it was when I was really little, that was it. That was it, and I was hooked. And once you see Puppet Master, it's one of those films you can never forget it, because it's, I mean, there's stuff kind of like it, but there's nothing exactly like Puppet Master. And these suckers, I mean, they're creepy as hell looking. So that was it, man. That was it. Seeing Puppet Master when I was really, really little.
Yeah, for me, it's hard to remember what came first for me, but I was a video store kid, so always at the Ma and Pops, and there was nothing like Full Moon. There really wasn't. Full Moon, even to this day, and I talk a lot about that late 90s, early, because there's a lot of people will say, like, Castle Freak was the last good Full Moon movie, and I was 95. I actually think there was a lot of stuff that came out in the late 90s and very early 2000s that is way overlooked. I mean, Blood Dolls. My God, is Blood Dolls one of a kind movie. I mean, from the pinhead type character to the girls and the rock band in the cage. And I mean, Blood Dolls is one of my favorite cult movies, but it really kicked off for me with Empire, probably. Arena is a very early Empire title that I remember watching. I'm just like, oh, wait, Rocky with an alien? That's how are you going to beat that? And, oh, God, Robot Jocks, of course, and a lot of those early films. Even like Laser Blast, you know. Full Moon was the
Trancers. Don't forget Trancers.
Trancers, yeah.
Troll, dude. Dolls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Full Moon was such a huge part of my childhood. I mean, it was special. You saw that the label, or again, Empire, and you knew you were in for something special that you haven't seen before. Because again, late 90s, that post-scream wave, it was a little boring for me personally. You know, it felt like we weren't getting a lot, but I still had my Hideous, I still had my Blood Dolls, and Head of the Family, of course, that just blew my mind. So, yeah, I love everything. I'm a Full Moon mark. Todd, I know you're more of a Trauma guy. That's like your big thing.
No, see, you get that, but I'm like pretty... I forget how much of a Full Moon guy I am. Mm-hmm. I think I champion Trauma more because I love Trauma, but I love Full Moon too. It's funny, and I always say this to keep them compared. They both are run by complete carnies, but totally different kind of carnies. You got Trauma's like the, you know, showman kind of carny, you know, and we got Full Moon. I found another boxes of some Full Moon box sets we're going to throw on the site. So, but that's what I love about Full Moon. Like, I know that I'm not buying an original, you know,
wizard box.
Yeah. Exactly. But if you want to own one, you can. So I respect the hustle. I'll just go with that. But yeah, when I pulled out all my stuff, I was like, I own a lot of Full Moon shit I didn't even realize. I go back to the very first release, Puppet Master 89.
Yeah.
Not knowing, you know, much about it. Cause I mean, at that point, the brand wasn't, it was just a horror movie from Paramount. Honestly, I was like, we'll try it. Fell in love, and then, you know, he really, you know, innovated with the video zones at the end of the tapes, and you kind of know what's coming and stuff.
Yeah.
And it built that, like, you know, I know, Dan, monthly you were waiting for the next one the next month. You were, you know, counting down the days. Well, here comes Doll Man or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it was really, like, involved. Like, you knew you were getting something, like, in a month or 2 months. So I think that really kind of like the collectability of stuff. It's kind of like you're, you're just like trying to keep up with it, I guess.
Early in the game on merchandising too, because, you know, I remember being a little kid. We didn't, it's not like now where, you know, you can own a Tar Man figure or a Herbert West figure. You know, back then it's like you were a little limited as a horror fan. You know, I mean, I like Star Trek well enough, but I still want my slashers, and Full Moon was there on that front as well. Pugs, how about you? Like, what was like your gateway to Full Moon or Empire?
Well, I saw all the Puppet Master movies, or at least a lot of them. But like the brand never stuck with me until after Ginger Dead Man. I know it's late, but I was like, oh, that's the same fucking movie that did the dolls. I should go watch that again. And then after that, I was like, this company's awesome. Why was I not on board this whole time? Which I kind of was. It just it never registered. So yeah, and then my buddy Rob.
Yeah. If it's not Gingerweed Man,
Gingerweed Man takes the cake. Right.
I did not order that.
I still.
That's awesome.
Signed by Gary.
My buddy Rob, though, he's a diehard Full Moon fan. So once he found out that like I wasn't fully blown or fully into like submerged in Full Moon, he's like, "Oh, let me educate you." I was like, "Okay, cool." And I had a great time catching up. Now I'm all on board. Right. Fuck yeah, Full Moon.
When I started acting, that was like my goal. I was like, I have to weasel my way into either a Puppet Master movie or something. I was like, let me just build up a little bit of a name so I can get into one of these movies and make the childhood dream become reality, as it were.
I had the people in the know at one point, so.
Ah, well, damn it, Todd, that sucks.
Well, I told you all the time I knew the voice of the Ginger Dead Man.
I can return.
Not Gary Busey, the other one. Bobby.
Mitch Bauer versus the puppets. I'm down.
Sounds
good to me.
We'll get another Mitch Bauer movie at some point. Christian, like, what's your favorite Puppet Master movie? Because I know
The first one. I mean, the first one's my favorite. I went out of my way to find, I know it's hard to see, to find an original video store poster up there.
Nice.
I love the first one so much. You know, it's interesting. Charlie did so much stuff incorrectly that would make your movies bad. Like up against the wall. You release your sequel quick. And not only that, you make your third one a prequel and release it the same year. I mean, you're begging for your movie to suck. And not only that, some people think the third one's the best one. And I have no argument for that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah, the first one, I just love the hotel, Bodega Bay. I love the characters in that movie. I love seeing, I mean, as a kid, when you saw Pinhead and it was, they had an actress who had they used her actual arms, see Pinhead poke his head out of the casket. I mean, that mortified me. Mortified me as a kid. And leech woman sticking the leech in the guy's mouth in the end and an elevator scene. I just love that first movie so much. That's my favorite one. Probably more sentimental value, but you know, part three has got to be number two. My second favorite. I love two as well because I love the throwback to old horror style with the, and you know, but damn it, man. Those first three are just monstrous. But at the end of the day, the first one is my favorite.
Mm-hmm. You can definitely feel, I think, the production values on three were so strong because, I mean, you're still in the Paramount era. You could feel that a lot on Shrunken Heads, too, which I just watched the Blu-ray. I know you did on that one as well.
Yeah.
Richard Elfman and Charles Band were that's a match made
in heaven.
Heaven, yeah. Christian's a Laserdisc guy as well, Todd.
That's gorgeous. I don't have that one. I just ordered Netherworld. Somebody had a really clean copy of Netherworld.
Nice.
Like, I gotta snag that. I got the Puppet Masters. I got 1-5. Those were kind of hard to track down, but I got those, you know.
Well, I got some more to show as we just keep discussing, so.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I love laser discs. I don't have any. I never really jumped
don't
on get, that.
Don't train, do that one too now, Dan.
No, I'm not. But I do like getting them signed. They're like really cool to frame them. Even if you don't have a laser disc player anymore, those are like really cool to get signed. You don't want a 27x40 poster, you know. I like that. But I'm not. I think Laserdisc players now are what, like $300 for a working one?
Unless you're lucky. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't looked at them lately, but I know our buddy Chris just bought one. I think he got his for like close to $150. I think it just depends. I know a lot of people find them at thrift stores, but I've never got that lucky. I have a backup player just in case. But I'm a Puppet Master too. That's my favorite of the.
Oh, really?
I'm not huge into three. I don't know why. I know it's most people's favorites. I know two and one are my favorites. Then but the order after that, I'm not sure because I really like four and five.
Me too.
So yeah. I may put three after them if I was right.
I like the last non full moon puppet master. I'll be honest, I like that one a lot.
I was going to bring that up because it's not part of the thing, but that did not make number one for me.
Now, are you going to bring up Demonic Toys versus Puppet Master now?
Oh, God.
I don't even have that in my full moon section. It's like, no, it's going somewhere else.
Well, Corey Feldman. I mean, Vanessa Angel was the girl in that.
I liked her, too. So.
Yeah. I haven't watched it in a while.
Me and my pops watched that on Sci-Fi back in like 2000, maybe 11. It came on TV, yeah. And I was just so excited because I hadn't heard of it, hadn't seen it, and I remember was like, "What the hell is wrong with Corey Feldman's voice? Like, what is he doing? Why is he talking like that?"
I think he thought he was in a trauma movie.
No kidding, right?
He does the exact same voice in Citizen Toxie, so it made sense.
Oh, God, yeah.
Best fucking Toxic Avenger ever, but we'll have that discussion.
We'll do a trauma show, too.
I'm a trauma fan, too. You know?
All right, well, we'll probably bring you back on that one.
I love
talking trauma.
Oh, God, yeah. I have an early memory going pre-full moon. Does anybody have thoughts when they first saw the poster for Ghoulies? This is the smaller Ghoulies prop because the one that made you afraid to go to the bathroom.
I remember being probably year that came out 85.
Yeah, 85. I believe
I was like 9 years old when it came out, so I remember that terrifying me. But now I want the inflatable promo item, but I still don't have it.
I used to have the poster for that. It got a little messed up in a move, but I remember having a date that remembered it. Never saw the movie, but said like, "Yeah, that scared the shit out of me." I would not. I didn't want to go to the bathroom for a while as a kid because I'd always see that poster like at the video store.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And I got her to watch it, and then she felt a little silly that was what kept her up at night as a kid. But, yeah, man, I mean, just so many. And I would even throw, stuff like some of the, like, pre-hysteria and some of the kids stuff that they did. I mean, he hit every market, the soft core, the kid stuff. Oh, nice, dude.
Transfers.
Love it.
I don't have the other ones though. I'll tell you honestly, a lot of these I kept when I did because they weren't on DVD at that point. But
Right.
and a lot of these have the original video zones where the DVD ones are slightly cut.
Right.
So OCD makes me keep them.
Those are gorgeous. I would love to get the trances on Laserdisc. I got I got the first five Puppet Masters. I got Demonic Toys. I told you I got Netherworld. Oh man, that I just got I just put this post in a horror room. I don't know if you can see it. Let me see. Right there in the back. You see that?
Is that Shadow or
Dollman?
Dollman. Now I see it. Yeah.
So that's. I mean, that's one of my favorites too. I think that Tim Thomason needs to be up there with the Atkins Bronson conversation. Yeah. A badass middle-aged dude.
I want him in the Campbell conversation too, because I always
thought he's a pimp.
He's a pimp, and he's especially a pimp in this one.
Yeah,
dude, talk about killer cover art. I mean, you can see Charlie recycled the images of Dollman because it's the same one and stuff. But and what the hell is up with the? I remember looking at why the hell is the damn Jesta have blue hair on the cover of that? You know. He's got blue hair.
Our department wasn't paying attention.
But man, great
cover. That's probably what it was.
And since I'm doing that series of films, we can't forget Bad Channels because it always gets left out.
Oh,
but it's part of the franchise. Oh,
yes.
Shit. Nice.
Yes. Blue Eyes the Cult, man. I can't get enough of that movie.
I would get a full moon tattoo, and I don't know who I would get, though. That'd be Charlie's a cool collage,
that, dude. Yeah. Let's get Charlie's face.
Cross his back.
Get that image of him with his hands like this.
Oh, yeah. That's
there you go. You know,
I forgot to pull out my Full Moon fan card, but I'll throw it on the screen. It's been well loved. Still works.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, I just used it for the Evil Bong set to get my 10% off. So.
I hope they ship those soon, Todd.
Yeah.
You know how Charlie is.
Yeah. I didn't tell you about my – I bought these at the convention, but they had to mail them to me. I called them like four times before they actually – all they had to tell me was, you know, they were pre-orders, but they made it seem like they were shipping immediately. Yeah, and they did this Evil Bong I thought was ready to ship too, but I can't celebrate 420 late now, but but I did watch them all already, so yeah. – Did you watch their latest Gingerweed Man?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
I strongly recommend that one.
I'm sure I'll love it. I saw Ouija's. I like Ouija's.
Oh, that was really good.
Ouija's was good.
We had a mark out moment at, what was it, Warner Brothers or Universal, where Maria Olsen was?
It was Warner Brothers in The Exorcist.
She was the nun. I think we yelled out trophy heads and she smiled.
Wow.
She's great. She's kind of become a staple now too for them.
I'm leaving. I spit your grave deja vu out.
I have a tattoo idea for Full Moon.
I thought he was going to say I have a tattoo. I thought we were getting breaking news.
Yeah.
Oh no, that'll be an unveiling. Cause I am planning one now. Well, in 2 weeks I get my shot tomorrow, so the countdown, doing some crazy shit, but I want kangaroo video and that logo because I still think that's awesome. Who's gonna have it? Let me ask you that. Who's gonna have it?
I know that was another oh yeah, these Australian Blu-rays and DVDs.
It's a totally reputable company in Australia.
It fits Dan's hat, so yes, you have to.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
No, that's awesome. I not one I'd pick, but
no one will have it. I guarantee you there's nobody. I will send somebody something if you can show me that you have a kangaroo video tattoo. A big one.
Well, how big are we talking about here, Dan? Like across the forehead? That'd be cool.
Hey, well, if somebody actually tattoos it on their forehead, I think I owe them a free movie at least.
Yeah.
I owe them more than that at that point. Here, real quick. Oh, wait. Hayden might do it.
Hold on. I could see Hayden doing it.
What else you got, Todd? Oh, he's dropping stuff over there.
Well, I just realized I showed that one, didn't I?
Yes.
Yes.
That's my copy you're going to send me.
Yeah.
I wish I knew you like a year ago, closer to 2 years ago, Christian. I went to a sort of flea market thing that had like a few hundred laser discs.
Yeah.
And they weren't expensive. I mean, there was nothing more than $10. Like it was
that's hard to find nowadays, man. I'm blessed that I got in it when I did, you know, a decade ago, because I bought my player on eBay for $40.
Yeah.
Discs were $15-$20 a pop. You know, if I could sell, I could probably sell them damn Friday the 13th lasers right now for $1,000, all of them. Took me a while to get them, but I got them, you know.
Yeah, you know? I know the market, it's jumping up now quite a bit. I'm glad like a lot of these Full Moon ones, like I said, I probably grabbed them in 2000-ish because the ones I didn't already have, and I was annoyed I couldn't watch like all of Trancers in a digital form. So,
right.
But here's one. I like you guys' thoughts. Subspecies series. What
oh, Jesus Christ.
So
I only have the one. So
since we're show and telling in between when that's relevant, there's Anders Hove right there.
Nice.
Who is... It's fun. It was really fun meeting, and I got to take my headphones off because this is a bigger one.
Oh, so
I can't hear you for a second. But I also have signed by Ted Nicolaou.
Okay, that's a big one.
Shirt, by the way.
Probably can't see it with the glare because it's in silver, but
gorgeous.
Subspecies poster. Got that signed. Now, this is one I wanted to bring up because this one's rare. because she doesn't do conventions very often at all.
Tell us.
And any fans of Dark Angel The Ascent, which this one is signed by Angela Featherstone, the star, because I think this is actually one of the more interesting, more serious-minded Full Moon movies. Hopefully you could still hear me.
No, we could.
We heard you.
Yeah, Angela doesn't do conventions, so, and she was the star of that one. I really love that. That's 94, so that's still, you know, golden era, I guess most people consider. But, yeah, big subspecies guy, but I also really like that from that era.
I brought it up because I am not a big subspecies guy. It's like one of the only ones. I don't know why. I've never really got into it. I've watched them all. They're cool. As you see, I got the Laserdisc for three because I wanted to watch it way back when. But, yeah, I'm not in love with them. I feel like I should revisit them on the Blu-rays with adult eyes. But, yeah, I was always Puppet Master, Trancers, Doll Man. Okay, apparently I really like Tim Thomas.
He's a pill.
He is. 100%. But, yeah, Pugs, you subspecies? Have you gotten through those?
Yeah, I like them. I'm not in love with them. I probably like them the least here among us. I don't know about you, Christian, but it's fine. I'll never not say I want to watch it, but I think I like the first one the best.
That is, yeah, I will go with the first one. Is my favorite of the bunch.
Yeah, but Denise Duff comes in too.
I love her too. But she's also in which one's in Puppet Master 2? Is that Charlie?
Charlie Ford you're on right now?
No. I can't think of
Charlie Spradling.
Yeah. I think at that point she was just Charlie.
Okay. But
I can't remember which one's in Puppet Master 2. One of those two. They both have dark hair.
Yeah. Are you a subspecies fan, Christian? I know that's like a little more gothic horror, but I enjoy them.
Yeah. Quite frankly, I mean, in my opinion, I think that was Charlie's best foot forward at making just very well-made movies. And I mean, it's not special, but I'll show it since I have it right here. Nobody else is going to care. But there's my part two, Bloodstone. I think that's the best one out of all of them. I really like part two. I'm a big fan of it. I think he's a creepy looking character. You know, that was what drew me to the subspecies to begin with. So the first three are money. I'm not a big fan of four. Then again, I really don't know a whole lot of people that are.
Yeah.
Vampire Journals is all right. I know it's kind of, you know. But yeah, I'm a big subspecies fan. And It's different, you know. It's slower a little bit, and it's he filmed them. Where'd he film? Charlie filmed those
Romania,
and that was right after a war or something, right? Like he was the first guy to.
A lot of people shoot there now, but yeah, I think he was like the first to post Cold War.
Yeah, that's what it was, and you know I respect that about Charlie, but yeah, I love him, but I do recommend giving him another shot. You know, they are really fun. I mean, that when I watched Subspecies, I got to black out the room. I wanted pitch black, crank stereo, and just enjoy it because the visuals of the vampire are awesome. Okay. But it is different. It is different. It's not as sleazy as, you know, some of the other stuff he's done. But I do think it's his best foot forward in terms of making good movies.
Yeah.
When he had that castle and everything, too.
Oh, like, yeah. Oh, yeah. That
added a lot of production value, but yeah, I also have the Radu figure.
Well, there we go.
That's a great man. Look at Charlie. That's the like y'all was saying. He was ahead of his. He was doing stuff before, you know, people would like the horror figures and stuff like that. I mean, he was there doing them back then. You know, the puppet mask. People freaking out about the NECA doing the puppet masters. I'm like, y'all know Charlie's been putting them on himself for a long time. I mean, he did all of them. Variants, you know, he did.
Oh God,
yeah. Castle Freak figures, you know. So,
I don't have everything like all the new stuff, but I have like all the old run of these. I have all the.
Those are great.
I probably have too much here to even show, but I mean, they every single one they put out.
Look how cute Blade is. Look how cute he is in that little package. He don't even look scary right there.
Tunneler.
That bastard, he freaked me out as a kid. That bastard. He was the one that got me.
Pinhead. I think that might be one of the more rare ones. It's funny, I still have the Virgin like tags. Some of them I got at Suncoast. Well, I think some I actually did get at Suncoast too, but I have a bunch of Leech Woman. Your favorite. You have a
bunch. This is the only one of those figures I have, and I was it was given to me because I wouldn't have just
Totem. Jester. He towards the end he put out a couple that I think they were hoping more from, like Shrieker.
I like that figure was so cool.
That is pimp. That's pimp.
Yeah. Oh, it looked great. I just think the movie didn't, you know, quite catch.
It was hard without that Paramount promotional machine behind him, too.
There you go, Todd.
See, now we can have like we need a few more. They're like the stormtroopers. You need a bunch of them all around.
There you go.
I forget what they call those figures. They have like a name for the.
Yeah, I'm assuming I'm the youngest. I'm assuming I'm the youngest guy on here, so you guys probably would know better. You talk about the Paramount deal Charlie had back in the day. How strong was that? Do you remember during the heyday, the golden era? How strong was that promotional push from? Because Paramount, they made all the tapes and stuff for Charlie, right? Like they did the home video. How strong was the machine behind Paramount with them in terms of promotion and stuff like that that y'all remember?
Besides his self promotion, which he's always been good at, like I know I called him a carny earlier, and I mean that in the best possible way. It's not negative when I say it, because
he smells like cabbage.
I remember they'd send out screener copies because I used to be able to check those out. They always were like in all the sales magazines, they were always really highlighted. There wasn't really a television spot thing for home video releases really then, but they are always pushed as well as their other things, like the other Paramount stuff. Actually better than some of their other like Brain Damage and some of their smaller stuff. Like Full Moon always seemed to be pretty well highlighted.
I highly recommend for the history lesson. They did Empire first, and then they did more specifically the Full Moon one. It came from the video aisle. That gives you like a really good overview.
Right.
Well, here's ones that don't get talked about often, since I have the laser discs right here. Invisible and Mandroid. Oh,
yes.
I knew Dan would be a fan of those.
Fun sci-fi. It was Mandroid, then Invisible.
I haven't seen Invisible, but I do like Mandroid.
Well, check it out.
Christian and I are on the same page. I was going to say the same thing. I haven't seen that. When we review it.
I'm in the Full Moon zone right now, so I've been watching stuff. I think my next one's Lurking Fear.
Oh my god, I love that movie. Holy shit, that was good.
Yeah.
Ashley Lawrence. Yeah.
Todd, if you don't mind, real quick, you talked about you bought a lot of those laser discs around 2000, you said. You got them like in stores somewhere? Were they selling them at a Blockbuster or something, or what?
No, I actually picked them up off eBay. It's funny because eBay's been around like since right around then. I was new to eBay. I got like a $20 coupon for being like a $20 member, like or thing on eBay. I didn't even realize it was around that long. So,
yeah.
Actually, some might be from DVD Planet before they closed, because I know the store out here, I might have got some of those cheap. I know some of them I got like low price in store, but most of them that don't have plastic on, I definitely got off eBay.
There was a period in early eBay, because I think it was like 98-ish that they started, because they are old now. And there was a period where like something like a Laserdisc, like it was just that format was dead and you could get them for nothing practically. I mean, it was just, that's it. So we'll just give them away.
Same thing happened to VHS. How many did you give away that you regret?
Dude, I basically just get, and big box too, but it was not a thing.
No.
I had a big VHS collection, not anywhere near what I have in Blu-ray or DVD, but, and it just, I swear it wasn't even a year that I'm starting to look and like people are like having groups where they're selling like VHS, particularly some of the big box stuff. Like I don't even fucking look at VHS collector groups because it'll make me headbutt my wall.
I am razors, man. I am, in case they still have something. Here, I'm just going to show these real quick. They're from the sub-label, but I do love to show these off. And that is two of my favorite Torchlight ones. Beach Babes from Beyond. You can see the beautiful art. You can tell it's full moon. And, oh, and there's the back with all the lovely ladies.
Yeah.
Is and that then, on card?
Yes. Oh, both nice. Of the laser discs. Wait. I know. No, actually, no. Kosher. Both aren't. I can't remember. I haven't watched the laser disc in forever. And Virgin Hunters, or under its original name,
Test Tube Teens. Yes.
Jesus Christ.
This is one of my favorite, you know, non, like, you know, Torchlight was the, you know, subsidiary of Full Moon, but that's.
Yeah. That's great. That's
I remember seeing that. Morgan Fairchild was in that.
Which... Yeah. We reviewed that and the second one not too long ago.
Yeah, Beach Babes from Beyond is one of our more recent, most listened to shows, which warms my heart that there's fans of it. How many, like, it? I mean, hey, it's better than a softcore movie. You know, it's a lot of, it's above what a softcore movie you'd expect. But Sylvester Stallone's mom's in that movie.
Right.
Well, here's one I don't hear talked about much. Where do you guys let on Sea People?
I like Sea People.
I got to see that. It's been a very long time since I've seen Sea People. Now, you got a fantastic collection of these laser discs, Todd.
I only got one more.
Todd doesn't fuck around. Like,
but okay, here's some crazy shit.
The white flag?
It has my address. So other than that, I still have the receipt from when I got the laser disc, and it was off eBay.
When was that?
It was listed on 2/11/2004, and I got it like new for $15.
God damn, Todd. Shit. That paper don't even look that old. That paper's been, 15 years old.
It's been inside the plastic, so it's been, I didn't even know it was in there.
I'll tell you, like, when I go to Todd's house, like, I mean, I've got a lot of stuff, and anybody that's actually been here knows it's like Raiders of the Lost Ark at the end with collectibles. But Todd's collection is deceptive because you've got like stuff like it's like it's treasure hunting.
You didn't see those when you were here. You didn't know I had all those Full Moon laser discs.
No, I didn't see any laser discs that I remember at your house.
Right in the closet, straight up. I can see my Cat in the Brain laser disc from here because it's got the little stripes.
That's great, man.
All right. Last one of the laser discs I want to...
For Full Moon.
Yes, for Full Moon that I want an opinion on because this is one of my favorites. Arcade?
I love Arcade. I love Arcade. That's great.
Now, have you seen? Okay, do you guys know? I'm sure Dan probably does know the history with this thing and the how they literally made the version and then they redid all the CG.
No. Yeah,
I got it. I just seen the movie. I don't know any story or anything.
Well, that's there. If you like way back then when they were coming out, they had the trailers and they had the old CG in it, and then all of a sudden it kept getting pushed back. And then we got a new version with different CG, the what we have now, which was better. But if you really want to see the other version, it's been on YouTube quite a long time. So, it's just different version. But I've always been a fan of that one. It's just
Seth the Green original was,
The original version leaked on YouTube. So was that released also on?
It was released. It's I want to say it's off like a weird Dutch tape. It's got like subtitles on it. I can't remember what language. Now that I'm bringing up the fact it's on here, I should probably go make sure it still is.
You see, all these movies you're talking about, like I've seen them growing up. I used to rent them from Blockbuster in their last year. I've already ordered like 3 DVDs for Full Moon of these films so I can own them again. Mandroid. And I just got Seed People again because I haven't seen that in a long time. But I remember loving Seed People. But
yeah. Yeah, I know. See, that's the thing. That's one I don't remember either. I remember liking it, but I can't like put it all together right now. Shadow Zone's another one. Like that's the second Full Moon of
Memory Serves. Earth's Ratchet, Louise Fletcher. Yeah, it's kind of an alien thing. Yeah. There was a good run there. I mean, Meridian, Kiss of the Beast, also
that's really good.
Meridian's good.
Yeah, like for the subspecies crowd, that's kind of gothic erotic horror. But you mentioned Arcade. I interviewed Albert Pune years ago, the director with Brian Harris. Oh, dude, the stories he told and also off air were just amazing. I know he's been suffering from dementia for a little while. So, oh, but God, what a sweet dude. Arcade was, I mean, you can make fun of some of the effects now, but seeing it as a kid, it was different. It was like that Lawnmower Man type thing where
right.
very similar, where it was like, it was mind blowing at the time. And oh, that another one, big part of my childhood. I have to see this alternate version though now, Todd.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe we'll just do a review. I like I said, I love that. I haven't watched it forever. I desperately want a Blu-ray. I don't even think on Full Moon streaming we have the HD version yet. So okay, but we did want to specifically bring up Blood Dolls, Shrunken Heads. I did want to bring up Blood Dolls also, but Shrunken Heads. I've always been a huge fan of that. It came out, I was the right age, and I was in love with the female lead. But I don't know if you can tell. Did you guys rewatch it? I know, Pugs, I don't think you did.
I haven't rewatched it. Okay. I haven't seen it in probably since I first introduced to it. Yeah.
Can you guys totally tell while watching it, it was supposed to be 3D with the floating heads and all that
stuff? You know, I did get some kind of vibe like that, you know. Especially on that Blu-ray. I just got that remaster.
And then they like when they're like flying like down that street, it looks, you can tell it's a model. But yeah, I don't know. I can't remember the exact story now. And it was supposed to be their first Full Moon theatrical release. And I think something with the 3D probably got too expensive. I don't know what happened with the 3D. And then it just went normal straight to video. I want to say even on the Video Zone before it came out, Charlie specifically said that it was going to be coming theatrically. I think it's been a long time.
God, I'd love to see a Full Moon film in the theater. That I've never had the pleasure of. Shrunken Heads is not, that's actually not a terrible choice. I watched that again and it still holds up for me. I love the Video Zone where a band is like at an early San Diego Comic-Con. Which was much smaller back then. Just everything. Richard Elfman, I mean, my God. Forbidden Zone, like, those two were just meant to work together. But what a wild movie. Meg Foster is Big Mo. Mr. Sumatra. Like, that movie is just bonkers. I wonder if they felt like it'd be a little too disturbing for kids, although it didn't stop them back then, you know?
I don't know. I don't know if they're really shooting for a kid. I think that's the one problem, maybe the one issue. It's a little more because you have children as leads, but you do, I mean, spoiler, their faces are on the cover. You do kill them off pretty damn quick. So
yeah. Paramount. Could have been Paramount that was like, what the hell are we thinking? We can't release this theatrically. Also, it was 94. So if they put anything else at the year that bombed, they're probably like, oh, well, no one's going to see this to the theaters. And it was a weird time, but
94 for horror. Yeah. That was a rough year.
Yeah. It was dead.
If I would have sent any movie to the theater from Full Moon, hell, I mean, I would have done the first Subspecies or maybe Castle Freak or something would have been cool to see theatrically, you know?
Yeah.
That's a shame. Puppet Master, everybody probably said growing up anyways, oh, I missed it in the theater, but I saw it on video. I mean, Charlie Band even said that himself because a lot of people thought they just missed it, which I think is a compliment, you know, because it looks like it's a well-made film, you know?
Yeah. Well, they did release them theatrically internationally, so at least some people
right.
got him, yeah. Which was nice because now we finally get to see the widescreen versions of a lot of them.
Oh yeah,
but I think I know everyone's answer is going to pretty much be the same couple. Someone who hasn't seen Full Moon, what's the first thing you're telling them to watch?
It depends on what kind of horror fan you are, because that is tricky. I would maybe even roll the dice and just see if they like something different. And maybe Blood Dolls is a good
I wasn't trying to say roll the dice. I meant more safe bet. So, I mean,
Castle Freak's a safe bet, probably.
See, yeah. I got to go classic. It's got to be Puppet Master. But
I say Ginger Dead Man.
Oh, really?
I love that movie.
Yeah.
I'm a big Ginger Dead Man 2 Passion of the Crust. That is the best.
Passion of the Crust. It is.
I'm like the only one who likes, oh, what I see, I already forgot the name. Unlucky Charms. But I've often said the reason I like.
Go ahead. I
don't even remember how I got invited at this point, but I went to the screening for it that they did in I can't remember. It was the Charlie screening. It was like, I can't remember the name of the, it's across from Paramount and it's like supposed to be super haunted. That little old studio lot. I forget the name, but I remember we had a walk up right between like the haunted like commissary. So I was like, oh, I saw this shit on like A&E. But like I said, so I saw there and everyone was there and I got to talk to Stuart Gordon. So of course I'm like a mark for the movie. Yeah. And you have, what is it? Masumi Max, like looks good throughout. Yeah. So
I know it's, woman.
I know it's not a great movie, but
I know you want her in 3D. That would, you know.
Yeah, damn right.
You know, later in the game hit for them on video was The Dead Hate the Living, because there were no zombie movies at that time, and that one was really fun. You had Rob Zombie essentially as the villain. I talked to the director randomly on Facebook for like almost 3 hours one night, just randomly. I think we reviewed something and talked to him forever about that movie. And he's one of those guys that doesn't realize the impact it had. Cause you know, if you look at that cover at that time, and again, that's 99, I believe, like,
yeah,
it was a drought. Like any horror movie you had around that point was special. And you remember it because we just didn't get a lot.
And it was even more of a drought for zombie movies in particular. That was like the first one in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a zombie kind of comedy. There's a lot in that that I think holds up well. He doesn't realize, I think, some of the fans that just that artwork. I think I picked it up at Hollywood Video, which was a big, I talk a lot about my mom pops and Blockbuster, of course, but Hollywood Video is pretty important to me too.
I'm with Lloyd. I'll just say,
yeah, I know. But there were some bad Full Moon movies around that. So the Urban Label he did, a lot of those aren't great.
Well, that gave us Killjoy. Even if I'm not a fan of the first couple, I think it really hits its stride about three. I know Trent Haga was in two also, but I really don't think. I think it hit. Oh, there we go. There's the Killjoy. And we should say we have had Batty Boop on the show, Victoria DeMar herself.
Yeah.
So you can always go back, you go back and check that interview, anyone who hasn't seen it.
Got the blood dolls, too.
That's awesome. That's great, man.
There were some of the other ones where they were like super, like, well, now they'd be super offensive.
Not good. Like,
yeah,
Decadent Evil, which not a good movie. But my God, did they go all out on the hard, like it's
that's great.
Cool set. Yeah. Like, so I drop off a little bit. I mean, I watched everything that Full Moon ever put out, but at that point, I was like, oh, okay. Like, I don't know how I feel about painting for merch.
I've had to force some on you. Was Ooga Booga the one that had the little offensive little dolls?
Yeah.
The one was like an Asian guy as a photographer. There was a crack whore.
Butt Pirate was another one that they put out.
I don't remember that one, but
Full Moon put out. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I didn't say Butt Pirate.
I think it's called Butt Pirate, isn't it? Like that they released a bunch.
I don't remember, but you can see most of these characters come to life in the Evil Bong series. They pop up quite a few times.
Charlie likes to crossbreed his films quite often, doesn't he?
Yeah, I know. I remember, I think it was Evil Bong 6. I was very upset because they had thrown Killjoy in the mix, the last Killjoy, which I hadn't seen. So I watched it and I was like, where's Larnell? What the hell's going on? I missed the
order.
But at least this time when I watched them all, I got to watch it in order and it made it. It didn't make much difference, but.
And I did confirm there is a Butt Pirate doll. It's not my imagination.
From Full Moon. From not Full just Moon. Some random sex toy.
A legit Full Moon kangaroo video release of Butt.
You know what else? I don't know if you guys remember when they were selling these on their website. After Evil Bong 420, I think, there's a part in it in the background of the movie. It's just all boobs. Just all like latex boobs. And then they were selling the boobs after they used them.
Oh, yeah, the monster.
That's bra. Charlie.
Not the monster bra. That's totally different. They wore the monster bra in Evil Bong 1, but there's a wall of just like, I think they're Masumi Max's tits, just all along the wall. And then they sold them after.
Did you buy that, Todd?
I did not. They would be promptly displayed right here and then blurred out immediately after. But, I know there's there's that era where it's kind of like, I know I kind of named the four eras and I forget what the third one was, but, cause we have, everyone knows the Paramount era, and then there's that post Paramount era, and both are still very good. Then we have that kind of like little era, kind of a long era that there's a lot more miss than hit. And I just feel like just since Wheaties, we're back in an era that's moving in a direction I'm enjoying.
If they keep the budgets, I mean, they have to be careful what they try. Like, I'm really nervous about doing another subspecies. I think that's going to be hard for them to pull off.
We've seen – I'm most nervous right now about Bride of the Head of the Family.
Yeah.
My back's up against the wall with all of them, man. Quite frankly, these people that are – the people that are doing remakes of Charlie's movies, the Bone Tomahawk guys, I've been pretty pleased with what they're doing. And that's actually got me wondering. I was like, what the hell are they going to do subspecies next? Because Charlie's redone Castle Freak. Now he let him redo Puppet Master. In a way, you know, what are they going to do next? Maybe a Doll Man or something. I don't know. But I would think they would do subspecies next. Will be their next one they'll reimagine, but. Yeah,
they'd be the ones to do it. I still prefer the original Castle Freak, but I had fun with the new one.
I thought the new one kicked ass. Yeah.
I love the new one too. I love the original. I think that's probably top five Full Moon, but I did like the remake. It took me a couple times to watch it to like it more, but Puppet Master, I didn't buy it for like 4 months because I was like, because I thought it was a Charlie movie, and I was like, Charlie, you kind of lost me, bro. I mean, the Axis stuff was, we were getting there, but I just wasn't back on track yet with Puppet Master. And finally, I saw the trailer for it, and I was like, Bone Tomahawk producer, who the hell is this?
Yeah.
And then I found out that it's basically Charlie just licensed it out to this company to do, and I liked that Littlest Rank a lot.
Yeah.
That one scene where he comes out of the belly. I was just like, this is my favorite now forever.
Yeah. It's great. It's great.
It is so good. Now I want to rewatch that one too.
I'm ready.
Even bad I have nostalgia for. Even like the horrible Dr. Bones or Ragdoll. It's just not great, but I still like them.
I really like Trophy Heads, which is like 2014. But you're just
too.
You're not Evil Bong. I know, Dan, you don't like Evil Bongs.
I don't love it. I don't hate it. Like, I like the first one. Then some of the sequels, I was just kind of like, Stoner humor is like 50-50 with me. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. I'm more in the doesn't camp. But I will revisit them, Todd.
I'm going to be doing it again. So
I can't wait for Evil Bong versus the Ginger Dead Man on Blu-ray. I can't wait for that.
I just rewatched them all, like literally right before they announced it, leading up to Ginger Weed Man. The one good thing, the one good thing though is like all of these are already streaming in HD on Full Moon Streaming. They just added, which was the only one not remastered, they just added Evil Bong remastered onto Full Moon Streaming. But I'm holding out to watch it because I want to watch it on the Blu-ray. So I
hope so. Do any of you remember when Two Legends collided with Fred Olen Ray directing a Sideshow for Full Moon?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Another good one. Phil Fondacaro's in it. That's another one that came out later, and I don't think it's that's probably around 99. 2000 or so.
Is my memory getting a little cobbled up here? But didn't Tempe and Full Moon have a relationship?
They did, yeah. They like,
were distributing their product because, like, which
Dead and Rotting with Debbie Rashawn and, yeah, Witch House. That lasted a while.
Ozone and some of their catalog, Polymorph.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Eddie Presley. Yeah, so, I mean, Witch House 3 is kind of still, like, in the, you know, Full Moon mm-hmm. world. But, yeah, so he's got some, you know, people put out other people's stuff too.
Yeah, I recommend Sideshow and another one I like, and I'm not going to say it's a great movie, but Dr. Moreau's House of Pain. There's some pretty creative makeup effects in that.
Don't we have a couple names on that one?
There weren't a lot of big names in that
one. No, I mean, like, doesn't that one have an alternate title, like Haunted Casino?
Yeah, that's one thing when you're going through Full Moon's website. There have been a lot of retitling, so you have to be careful and read the fine print.
Yeah. It's weird, because some of the Evil Bong sequels have retitlings. I'm like, what was wrong with... and it's like, it'll still be like Evil Bong 2, Reefer Madness, when it was originally Evil Bong 2...
King Bong.
Wrath of Bong, King Bong. I'm like, why bother? I don't get it. Like, I don't know, Charlie, if there's a reason, maybe it gets more hits on Tubi because they post them on other stuff. You know, they're on other things. I don't know. I've just, it's always been weird. I've never.
Could be fishing for the double dip. Like, hey, don't I have this? Or, hey, I have this one already.
That's what he's doing.
But they don't put those alternate Evil Bong titles on any other media. It's just on the streaming stuff. Like I have Haunted Casino and whatever the other title is. There's two I know that I have doubles of because he double titled them, and then I bought another one at the convention, not realizing it. But it's always cheap that way.
See, double dipping.
But I was going to say, has anyone had experiences with Charlie?
No, I've never.
I met him. I've met him twice actually. He was very awesome every time I met him.
Yeah.
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 I've seen him speak.
Oh, yeah. He told a funny story about Gary Busey on Ginger Dead Man having an incident where they couldn't find him and he was chasing like a girl around trying to tickle her.
Was it Robin Sidney?
I don't know. I think he might throw down with Busey if he was trying to mess with his girl. I would hope. Maybe not. Then again,
you're
he might be
fight
like
Gary Busey.
the cool thing about Charles, you'll see at the convention, especially at Texas Frightmare, they got the Full Moon booth, you know. But Charles is never behind it. He's just is moving around all day long. The first time I met him, I went to the bathroom. I was taking a piss, and he comes right up next to the urinal next to me. And I just looked up. I was like, "You're Charles Band," and he straight up looks at me. "Yeah, I am, man. How you doing? You having a good time?" I was like, "Yeah." I'm just looking down.
Don't look.
You're gonna give me a buffer spot, man.
No. Yeah, but the second time I met him, I took my buddy Kalen with me, and he's Evil Bong. Mark loves Evil Bong. And he bought the cereal box, Evil Bongos, whatever.
Yeah, I got that. I didn't bring that one out, but it's somewhere.
Yeah.
Let's see. And there it is, huh?
We were walking around a convention, and it was culture shock to him. Kalen had never been to a convention, and he's very shy. And I don't care. I'll be in the middle of a pack room yelling for my wife, Sydney, you know, making a fool of myself and moving around, blah, blah, blah. Well, he's having sensory overload, and the whole time he's just quiet and freaking out internally. Finally, you all right, man? He goes, yeah, I'm fine. I was like, all right, well, let's do one more lap. We'll get going. We pass by the Full Moon booth again, and Charlie ain't behind the desk. And then all of a sudden, I'm stopped somewhere, and I'm looking at something, and my buddy Kalen's to my left, and I look to my right, and there's Charles. He's just standing right next to me. I said, Charles! He goes, oh, how you doing? I said, man, big fan. How you doing, Charles? Good to see you, blah, blah, blah. I was like, hey, here's my buddy Kalen. He loves you, man. He bought you Evil Bongos. He goes, oh, here, let me pull out a pen. Let me autograph it for you. And he autographed his Evil Bongos for him and all. And Kalen almost started crying right there. He's like, thank you so much, man. I love you. Charles is like, yeah, man, you guys got the streaming service? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we got the streaming service and all that stuff. Blah, blah, blah. This was a couple years ago. I said, man, when's the next castle free? He's like, oh, we'll see. You know, it's cool that he's making it. But
Yeah, he was always really cool. Like, I'm with you. I mean, the Wizard video box stuff, you got to think we're idiots to think. I still want to buy one. You know what I mean? Just to have one of them. But of course, he didn't find any Texas Chainsaw Massacres in that warehouse. You know what I mean?
I think at one point they were supposed to do the boxes for the video games.
You mean find them or make more of them?
Well, find them, I guess. I don't know.
I would buy that because I got the games on Atari. I've got them shadow boxed in my game room. I would love to give it to boxes for them. Yeah. Maybe Charlie will look for them, Charlie. Maybe he'll find them.
I feel like the warehouse is just like his bedroom closet.
Oh, you damn right.
It's like the end of Indiana Jones, too. That's Or Raiders of the Lost Ark. He goes in there. Oh shit! There's some Puppet Master. There's some Wizard Big Box.
Do you remember for a time how expensive the Puppet Master DVD set was when that went out of print? Like, people were paying a few hundred dollars for it, and then it felt like you'd go to Walmart and you could own like every Puppet Master movie at that point. For
that
like
was
$5.
The Echo Bridge era. But I call it the Echo Bridge era. Terrible releases.
But that was like 20 years later, though, Dan.
Not 20 years.
Yeah, the box set came out about 96 because it literally came out, that and Shadow Zone, they came out and there was an issue because Paramount technically still owned the rights. They pulled them.
Kangaroo video.
Well, but they pulled them all, and then a few years later, I don't know whenever they actually got the rights back, they started selling, and this is what I've been told. So if I'm wrong, Charlie, please correct me. And then they started selling them on the website, I believe, and they were like X amount, $200, which in Tower Records, I paid like $149. So it wasn't a huge markup, but it's probably retail. But then after a while, people started saying they were reprints and the quality was like, you could tell the boxes were different, but I don't know. I have the original set. Or did I sell it? I don't know. I might have. I have the Blu-rays.
There you go.
I bought this on eBay in like 2010 or something. And I think I paid like $40 or $50 for it. And then I remember somebody goes, how did you get that? I said, I just went on eBay and got it. I'm assuming Charlie just said, screw it, let's just release the box set. And Paramount, like you said, Paramount found out and they're like, you can't do that, blah, blah, blah. And then they had to stop making them. Or is that basically the gist of it?
Yeah. But I know that's got the cool trailer disc too.
Yeah. Where's it at? Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool little.
I think I still have mine wrapped, sealed.
Well, you make a few bucks with that thing, I'm sure.
Well, now they're giving them away when you order Full Moon Streaming. But that's the OG set, so you might be able to get something for it.
Yeah.
I'm not parting with it.
I mean, they don't look good. I mean, when you watch them now, it's like, wow, they look like crap. But
I bought that one. I don't remember the name of the company at the point. I think it was Razor Digital. They were licensing like movies. Mostly they were doing public domain movies or I can't remember the other guy's name, the Camp Blood stuff. But there's a 3D upconvert.
Brad Sykes. No. Ron Ford?
David Sterling. David Sterling stuff.
His company, yeah.
Yeah, that was the 3D stuff. But they did a 3D conversion of Puppet Master.
Huh.
It was not good, but that's on a Full Moon. That was on them. But the one notable thing about that disc was it was the actual uncut version, and that was the first time it hit home, like a home release, because I believe like the Full Moon one's always been the rated R cut. Now it's the uncut one, but I know like the DVDs were.
Todd's like the hookup, and companies have come to him for like, oh wait, no, this Dutch DVD, this Dutch VHS actually is 30 seconds longer. It's like there's so much shit at your place that I don't even like realize. Like you have like the Dutch VHS.
One day I'll pull. I don't even have them all together right now. I got to put all my Last House on the Left tapes together.
Yeah, you need to just play that motherfucker.
You got
my Blu-rays.
But yeah, no, I mean, I have hope now because I thought the Resonator was pretty solid. I'm still not a huge fan of some of the splitting that they've done, but I was like,
you could wait.
Yeah, that's what we started doing. I know because they're doing I know they just announced their next one, and it'll also be split. But like now, you can go back and watch. What was the Blade one? Was it just called Blade?
Blade Iron Cross.
Like that one. Now you can just watch it as one movie. Like they still have Ginger Weed Man. Yeah, dude, that's right. You didn't. They still have Ginger Weed Man and the Resonator Masonic U.
Both gems.
Yeah, gems. They are. But I thought you liked the Blade. I know you liked the Blade one more than me. I remember that.
Me? Yeah. I like the boobs. That was about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was disappointed with Blade the Iron Cross.
That was was that this? Hold on. Let me look. Because I know.
Not a lot of Blade in it, for one thing.
That was last year, though. Not this.
Yeah. January. No, that's what I'm trying to check. Okay. It's not in this year's list. Yeah. Because everything from Corona Zombies on this year, I've had a fucking blast with.
Cool passing like Puppet Master off to somebody who has the budget that they can pull it off, because I thought Littlest Reich blew any recent one out of the water. And focusing more on stuff like a Ouija's, which was fun, kind of old school Full Moon film that delivered the goods, I still am holding out hope, though, for Bride of the Head of the Family, because that was teased at the end of that movie, and I was like...
They're making you wait 30 years. That's not cool.
That's been the plan all along.
Jacqueline Lovell was a big, big one for me.
Yeah.
Femalian. Oh, Jesus.
Then we have Baby Oopsie coming up, too.
Oh yeah, shit! I forgot about that.
Was it Demonic Toys, Baby Oopsie?
Yeah, they're doing a solo movie for Baby Oopsie. Okay, well here, I'll ask you guys this: what do you want to see next at a Full Moon, or where do you want them to go next?
I hope that they, like I said, I capture the spirit of that late '90s wave of stuff like Hideous, and I think they can still do that. I don't think they can still make a proper nice. I love Hideous so much. Oh, so God. Good. I don't think they can do like a Puppet Master. I don't think they can do a Subspecies anymore and make it special. Trancers, I doubt they could do that either.
I forget about Six all the time. I still.
Oh yeah,
Six isn't very good.
The gender swap, yeah. Well, not really.
I don't even know if it's not that good or not. It just didn't have Tim Thomerson, but in like clips of the other one, so I wasn't happy.
The lack of money was showing. Yeah.
That Tim Thomerson's another one of my favorite people to meet. That was my first question: are we going to get another Trancers? And his answer was: if Charlie's got the money, we'll make another Trancers.
If Charlie's got the money, that's why he's selling he's selling Evil Bong box sets.
There we go.
That's what they can do for me, and I like some of the maybe more web series stuff. I thought. I haven't kept up with it like I should, but that Ravenwolf Towers was kind of fun, interweaving all these characters.
I wish we got more of that. I did really like that one, too.
Yeah. Did they ever finish it? Or?
I don't think they all came out on DVD. I'm going to check what on. Hold on. I'm on Full Moon streaming, just in case. Hold on. How many episodes do we have? Three? Two.
Yeah, it was a decent bit.
So there's at least three episodes. I'm trying to. It looks like they have all the episodes on here twice. So yeah, there's three episodes.
Yeah. No, I actually had fun with that. I mean, that's definitely one you have to already be a Full Moon fan, like Trophy Heads, or you're not going to get a lot of the references and what have you. But. I hope it never dies. Same thing with Troma. I'm not over. I mean, there's certain Troma movies I love. I never want to see them die because they're the last, Full Moon's technically not indie because of Paramount connection, but they are now.
No, they're indie. They may not be the oldest independent studio in the history of cinema because that's trauma, but
yeah, I don't want to see it go away. Hopefully Robin will run it after Charles goes to that grindhouse in the sky.
Yeah. Like, we could just not mention that, but you made it cool, so I'm okay with it.
Oh, I'm gonna be, you know what day,
inconsolable.
I'm gonna be devastated.
No,
the other one goes.
There's not a lot of legends left. There really
just
aren't.
So. Just be prepared. We're gonna have like a month of trauma if anything bad happens.
That's, we can do that even before.
Well, I want to. Now I feel like we gotta get it out before.
I would like more Missikatana University. Yeah. I love that one, and then Gingerweed Man. For some reason that last movie just hit me right. I'm like, this is what I want. More of this, God. More of the new Puppet Master. Sell your properties. Let them do it. Let them be creative with it. And if it sucks, take it back and you'll be good. Because last time you guys hit it. Last two times, I think you've hit it out of the fucking park. So
yeah, so far so good. How about you, Christian? Like, what do you hope to see in the future now?
I agree with a lot of what y'all said. I mean, I want to see Charlie survive. Obviously, I don't want to live in a world without Trauma or Full Moon. I mean, because there's no other alternative after that. It's just, you know, there's other companies that get money together to make movies, and you got RLJ that picks up the rights to put the movie out and stuff like that. But for somebody like Charlie to do all this shit on his own is amazing, you know, and fund it by himself. Nobody can tell him what to do. You know, I'm getting there. I'm pretty happy with what he's doing. Only this is a weird criticism. I just wish he would make his movies. I know that the old stuff was shot on gorgeous 35mm film and all that. I just want his movies stay being funny and silly, but make them look more cinematic. Get rid of this independent look he's got on the films. I don't know what he's using to shoot his movies with. That's my only criticism with the stuff he does now. It's like the look of the films looks independent. And I know that's weird, but like, I just love that gorgeous cinematic look he had in the golden era. And I wish he would make his films look like that. But then again, I don't know why that is. Maybe it's just my the way I see the films, but I'm pretty much with y'all. Keep doing your thing. Remember what made you ditch everybody else to begin with, and just keep making crazy ass films with ridiculous characters that no one has the guts to make, like evil Bong. Who else would make a movie about a killer Bong that comes to life? Or Ginger Dead Man?
Who else would make 7+ movies?
7, you know.
And, 8 if we include the Versus movie.
Yeah. And just take your time. That's the only thing. Charles, just take your time on some of the stuff. No, get my shit shipped to me quick when I buy it. When you make any movies, take that extra bit. I think it might help with some stuff, man. But I love Charles Band. He's my hero. I mean, I know he's the Paul Heyman of the movie world. He does what he needs to do to make it till the next day. Because I'm sure there was a lot of days in Empire and Full Moon where he was out of business, but he bullshitted his way till tomorrow. And I don't know. It seems like he's been able to do that for a long time. So I forgive the shady practices. I read allegedly. Right between the lines, you know, he's done way more good than any harm. So I'm down with him. Keep doing your thing, man. Just keep going, Charles. Just keep going.
I think the legacy will live forever. I really do.
And if you believe Charlie's still finding like random stuff from 30 years ago, you might want to ask yourself, you might be the mark. I'm just saying.
Your mark. Your mark.
So, any closing thoughts, guys?
Oh, shit. I think Christian nailed it with that.
Yeah,
but
I was like, I co-signed with it.
Well,
check them out. Check out Full Moon, man. Like, seriously. I know it's boring. But my answer too was, you got to see Puppet Master. You got to. But I would also say go to the Tim Thomerson films because to me, those are, watch those with your buddies. You'll laugh your ass off. Trancers is so fun. Love those movies. But the stuff stays getting good. Don't, you know, I do think that there was a golden era, but
some of that stuff, like Little Creeps, is fucking hilarious. Like, I love that creeps. Movie.
Yeah,
the Creeps and stuff like that. You gotta give it a shot. You have to give it a shot. You know, just take a break from watching Halloween and Friday the 13th one day, and just check out these full moon movies. I promise you'll have a good time.
Absolutely,
Dan. When next time you come here, because he brought up the Creeps, I remembered, you get to watch Phil Fondacaro in 3D.
Nice.
Hugs are up to come for that.
There's a lot of 3D stuff I want to watch when I get down there. Robot Jocks, Robot Wars, Crash and Burn are better than the Transformers movie.
Oh, you like, want to hear?
Amen. Okay. I love Robot Wars.
I will tell you the conversation I heard when I was at the screening. It wasn't Charlie.
This isn't the panties story, is it?
No.
Oh, never mind.
This is Charlie. No, Stuart Gordon talking to Charlie. He's like, "Hey, they ripped us off again," and he was referring to Pacific Rim was coming out that weekend. So, Robot Jocks. I talked to Stuart Gordon for a couple minutes, but I was trying not to freak out.
Like, dude, you know who the fuck you are?
Well, and it wasn't like a convention. It was like a, you know, the setting was different. So I was trying to like
play Stuart a cool had industry. A great Stuart had a great run. Pit and the Pendulum, another great one.
Another great one. Yeah.
Oh yeah. The Stuart. You know what we didn't mention any of is any of the Moonbeam stuff and some of that early stuff.
We will do a sequel because there's just so much to
cover. Yeah. Well, yeah, we kind of just jumped around. This is more of an overview. Yeah.
Empire too. I could talk about a lot of Empire, you know?
Yeah. We'll have to do that in the future.
Absolutely. Christian, thank you so much for coming on. And guys, be sure to like, share, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures for all of your uncensored early content. And and also fleshwoundfeatures.com, and check out the Teespring store, because some of our more offensive merchandise may not be up for long, so check that out. Christian, you have anything to promote, man, on your channel? You're easy to find because you're Christian Hannah Horror.
Among us all. just you know, check me out if you want to, Christian Hannah Horror. Just make a lot of movie reviews. I actually did a few videos not long ago about Full Moon, basically just singing their praises and telling people a bunch of films to check out from Charlie and stuff like that. So just Christian Hannah Horror. It's the most literal channel name on the planet.
We'll throw the link in there too.
Yeah.
And also, yeah, real quick, if you want to get $3 off Horror Pack, you can use the code Haunted Castle and get $3 off your monthly Horror Pack subscription.
Yes, there you go. All right, guys, good night. And thank you for listening. And stay tuned for more Full Moon. We'll tackle a lot of this stuff.
And follow us across all the social media bullshits. Let's get the hell out of here, guys. I'll see you in Disneyland.